Books and Arts.
Johnson. They can feel it all over. The echoes between music and language are revealing about both.
One of the liveliest debates in linguistics is over whether all languages share fundamental properties. If so, perhaps language is a universal feature of evolution. To find out, scholars have looked to other universal features and one in particular. No society on earth lacks music. A comparison illuminates what is special about both. Music and language seem intimately linked, but how? Did language start with song, as Darwin believed, or is music auditory cheesecake that developed from language and other useful faculties, as Steven Pinker, a Harvard psychologist, has said? Is music itself a language as Stevie Wonder intoned? Might the two be fundamentally the same? Some similarities are obvious. Both can utilize the unique human vocal tract. Both have a kind of beat. Both can express emotion. Both can be either carefully composed or spontaneously improvised, and both are highly social. Although the origin of music is unclear, it seems likely to have involved celebration, communal worship, or martial inspiration and coordination. At a structural level, the parallels are striking too. With a finite set of notes or words and a finite set of rules, an inexhaustible variety of novel melodies or sentences can be created. This discrete infinity is often said to be the hallmark of human language. Animal communication, by contrast, is only able to convey a limited number of thoughts, the location of a source of food, for example, or the presence of a predator. Anirudh Patel of Tufts University has argued that music and language, rather than being essentially the same, rely on the same bit of the brain. In an experiment, he presented his subjects with a sentence that contained a grammatical trick. The scientist confirmed the hypothesis was being studied in his lab, it said, revealing one word at a time. The subjects were to press a button for each word at their own pace. Many paused at the unexpected was. The scientist confirmed the hypothesis seemed a complete sentence. They also heard music as they performed this exercise. Some were treated to a new chord in a pleasing progression with every word that was revealed. Others heard a jarring chord at the moment they reached the trick word was. Both groups slowed down, but those given the discordant notes did so much more. Mr. Patel hypothesizes that this is because sentence structure and the structure of the harmony draw on shared limited resources in the brain.